Hello everyone and welcome to another issue of Comic Chronicle. I'm your host, Society's mutant slash metahuman Dakota Morgan, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. And I do not have a new, it's a sort of new episode actually today, folks. It is a newer episode. It was an interview I did with a man named Bobby Holland Hatton from Britain. He has worked as a stunt actor in many big films, and we talked about many different films in here as well. And the reason why I wanted to give you guys, the fans of Comic Chronicle, the chance to listen to this interview from the Film World podcast is because he was the main. We talked mostly about him being a stunt actor for Chris Hemsworth, aka Thor, in any movie Thor has been in, any movie that needs stunt, any movie basically Thor is in. He is in too. Avengers Infinity War, you got it. Thor 1, yep. Ragnarok, yep. And all of them. And he's also played the Dark Knight himself, Batman, in The Dark Knight Rises. He was Batman's stunt double in that. We talk about that as well as many other things. So be sure, yeah, guys, just want to let you know that this is a pod. And so if you hear the intro, yes, it's from a different podcast. Don't worry, you still listen to Comic Chronicle because I love you. And thank you for tuning in, by the way, which is why I love you. So thank you guys very much for tuning in to Comic Chronicle. Hopefully you guys like the interview. And if you do like the interview, make sure you go ahead and check out Film World, the other podcast, which is on iTunes and filmworld.podbean.com. Check it out, guys, but make sure you just stay loyal to Comic Chronicle because we love you here. So I just want to let you guys know there is more interviews coming up. I know it's been dead as of late, but I just want to let you know that there is more interviews coming. We have some very special plans for you guys, so stay tuned for more. And thank you, guys. And now take it away past Dakota. Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Film World Podcast. Today I have a very special man, and we have contact with him through the lovely, lovely Skype, thankfully, and he's coming all the way from Britain, I believe, correct?
Yes, from London, yeah. Sunny morning in London it is, yeah.
And Ken, go ahead and introduce yourself, good man.
So, hi, thanks for having me, guys. It's Bobby Holland Hampton, and I'm sure you guys know I'm a stuntman, so...
Yeah, and by the way, it kind of leads me into it. Being a stuntman, how do you get into that? Like, a stuntman work, how is that in life? Like, what is the life kind of like for you?
Yeah, I mean, my background was men's artistic gymnastics. I started at the age of four and stopped competing for Great Britain when I was 17. So, yeah, it's been a whole kind of, my whole life, really. It's been physical and... I spent many years training and, you know, 5-6 days a week doing gymnastics sometimes, you know, sometimes 7 with competitions and stuff like that. So I think I got to about 17, it was a bit of a crossroads on what I should do. And then I got into live shows, and then an audition came up when I was 23, just over 10 years ago, to audition for Daniel Craig's second installment of James Bond, which was Quantum of Solace, to double Daniel Craig. So, 10 years ago was my first movie, and those 10 years have flown by pretty fast.
Which, that's amazing. All that work, the 10 years, and how much you've done in between. Because if you look at your resume, Bobby, it is insanity. Like, I took a look, someone like, hey, you should hit up this guy. And, like, you were recommended to me by a friend. They said, hey, hit up Bobby, you know, see if you can get him on the show. And I had to, like, I'm like, all right. And I look at your resume, it is insanity. I mean, your first big thing in cinema a little bit was playing with Daniel Craig and starting work for James Bond, really. That's an amazing start in the field.
Yeah, it was... I mean, it was to start working and rehearsing with, you know, one of the best stunt teams in the world at the time. And it was, you know, a lot of those guys now have become very, very good friends of mine. And, yeah, it was kind of being thrown in the deep end. And but I guess if you get put in that position, you're learning from the best. So you're learning very quickly. And it was one of those where I had to kind of learn on my feet and really focus on what I'm doing and try and learn the craft the best way possible. And the physical side of things is what I've done for a long time, and then it's kind of just adapting those skills and trying to use those skills for film. So, but as I said, working with such a good team, and they helped me out, you know, a huge amount to you know, put me in good stead for the rest of my career. And yeah, I mean, it's been great. I mean, sometimes you pinch yourself, and some of the movies that I've worked on and some of the teams and people that I've worked with, it's been an absolute honor.
Yeah, it's amazing work. And by the way, and I always give credit to the work that you and countless people in your profession do in the cinema world and whatnot as well, and anything, because it is incredibly difficult work. Like, I don't know how you deal with it every day. Like, do you have like 5 ice packs at home, or?
Yeah, I mean, do you know what? The rehearsal period that we get, so sometimes we may start a movie 3 months before we start shooting, and that 3 months is for us to be able to potentially get a script, break it down, break all, you know, all the action scenes down, and rehearse things and shoot our own kind of previs, if you like, so on what kind of idea that we've come up with, and then there's a collaboration between the directors, the actors, and until we get to a point where we go, okay, we like this, and we'll shoot this when it comes to shoot day. So, and obviously, by spending that time on rehearsals, we try and eliminate as much danger as possible. We break things down in increments. You know, it's all about safety, and it is a dangerous thing. That's part and parcel of what we do. It is dangerous, so it is very important that we spend time trying to be as safe as possible by rehearsing these things, and like I said, you build up in increments and make sure that we get to a point where we can do it safely, but it also looks good, you know, real and hard. You know, we want the audience to kind of go, wow, that looked like it was a big stunt or whatever it may be. So depending on what the movie is, how action heavy it is, really depends on how much rehearsal time we need, and it's all about not rushing and making sure that we do spend that time to rehearse. But unfortunately, yeah, we do pick up injuries. That's part and parcel of what we do. And we, you know, sometimes injuries are a little bit more serious than others, and sometimes that can be out of our control. But as I said, we do take that very seriously, the safety side of things, and we do spend a lot of time, you know, rehearsing and make sure we're doing it safely. But yeah, I mean, I've got a lot more than 5 ice packs at home, that's for sure. Sometimes wake up in the morning, you're a bit stiff or whatever. But yeah, just make sure you warm up properly is what I say.
I bet. Oh, but you know, you gotta enjoy it though, I bet. You know, it's just one of those things, like, yeah, it's a little bit of pain, but you love what you do, I'm guessing, huh?
Yeah, listen, I mean, it's absolutely amazing. I get to work with some of the most amazing people in the industry and in the world. I mean, I travel the world and see some beautiful, amazing places when we go into location. So it is great. I mean, it's difficult I guess it's the same with any job that travels. It's, you know, it can put strain on your relationship, and it's difficult, but, you know, you try and be a solid, tight unit, and you know, sometimes it is nice to be home and relax with the family and chill out and do some family, you know, have family time and things like that. So, but again, you know, it is amazing, and I feel very blessed and lucky to be able to do what I love to do on a day-to-day basis. And, yeah, as I said, right now in London, it's nice and sunny, so it's really nice to be home.
I bet, and I wish I could say that over here, because I'm coming from Phoenix, Arizona, and it's nice and dark. So it's one of those.
Is it really? So it's not too good weather, it's not too clever over there right now?
No, it's honestly just like, it's 11 o'clock over here while we're recording this, so it's just kind of like pitch black and nothing really going on. Luckily, yeah, it's not sandstorm, thankfully, because we're coming into that season though, man, let me tell you. That's why I wish I was in London.
I bet that can be pretty challenging, I guess.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, have you ever been to a place where you had a sandstorm?
I haven't. I mean,
oh, don't recommend them. Whoop. You there? Bobby?
Whoop. Hello, are you
okay.
There?
Yeah, we're there. Okay, we just had like a breakup.
Yeah, maybe it's just the
signal. Yeah, it was, I think Mother Nature was like test, like, how dare you talk bad, but
maybe it's the sandstorm on its way. It's starting to affect our phone call.
Oh, God, no. kind of dive in. That's a bad sign there, because our storms, like, it floods us real bad, real fast. Kind of diving in, though, into your work, Bobby, a little bit. Is recently, though, it said on your resume as well that you, and this is a friend of mine wanted me to ask this, shout out to Brad, you starred in Solo. You've done some work in a new Solo movie come up. Can you talk about that at all?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's not out yet, and we signed NDAs to make sure that we don't disclose anything we shouldn't.
Yeah, but, yeah.
I mean, I didn't actually work on it for long. I only worked on it, I think, for a week. Okay. I was in between other movies at the time. So I went on the show and worked with a few friends that I knew that were working on that show. So that was cool. It's just, they're always amazing to be part of. You know, growing up as a kid, you want to be, you know, you watch these movies that, mm-hmm. you know, they've got a huge place in my heart, especially for growing up as a kid watching big blockbuster movies. So to be able to work on them is great. So I managed to work on two of them. So, but no, I'm very much looking forward to it to come out, and as you know, and you know, worldwide right now with the Avengers Infinity Wars, killing the box office, so may that continue. That's great for everyone that works mm-hmm. on that movie and to be part of. So yeah, I mean, it's exciting year for cinema and movies that are coming out, and big blockbusters that are coming out. It seems to be that a big blockbuster comes out every week now. It's insane.
It is true. Yeah, it's like every other, and we're actually hitting that time. Yeah, Solo's this week. Deadpool's this week, a big blockbuster film. That's going to probably be Solo next. Yeah, that's insane. it's really, I mean, if you remember those days, and there was days, if you go back probably, 10 years ago, and like how many big blockbuster movies you'd have, you'd probably have like, two a year, two, three a year. Now you got one every other week, like you said.
Now there's one every other week. It's great. I mean, it's fantastic for us. It's fantastic for moviegoers. It's fantastic for the film industry. But I mean, yeah, it seems like they are they're punching them out pretty regular now. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Majorly, and it's so nice to see. It gives people plenty of jobs. It gives you a job too. To say at least, it puts money, it puts food on the table. Because like, we need people for stunt work. And kind of lead into that.
And that, you know, a lot of movies are action based, and
yeah,
that's what the cinema goers want to see now, is a lot of action. And so yeah, I mean, it's great for the stunt community. I mean, it's great for the film industry. Full stop.
It's true. Oh, 100% true. And it gives like with online work too, you got the Netflix and that too. It's amazing how many, and it's nice how many jobs are getting out there. I kind of want to ask a question though, man. You, speaking of Avengers Infinity War, you've done so much work with Marvel, by the way. How is that like? You've played major heroes. You've played also DC heroes too. What's it like to take on the mantle and like do stunt work in that field?
In Marvel, it's... the first Marvel movie I worked on was Captain America, the First Avenger.
Wow.
And that was once I just finished Green Lantern in New Orleans, actually. So I went from DC to Marvel, straight after one to the other. And I think it's great. It's a nice balance between working for both of them and kind of feeling out how they both work and how they work differently together. And, yeah, I mean, Marvel, I've worked on a lot more Marvel movies than I have DC now. Obviously, I did The Dark Knight Rises as Batman as well. So, yeah, I mean, it's great. It's absolutely amazing to be able to jump between the both. But the Thors and the Marvel side I've worked on those shows a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Which is brilliant, to say the least. Like, I think you've done so much. Do you happen to have a favorite one, do you think, at all? Like, is there one that you kind of like this was the most fun to do, like to wear the suit and to do your job in, which it obviously is difficult and fun though at the same time, but which one do you think was the kind of most fun one to do out of those characters?
You know what, I think Dark Knight Rises, but Batman's always gonna have a place in my heart just because of being such a big Batman fan as a child. And mm-hmm. And Christopher Nolan is an absolute genius. He's one of my heroes, and to get to work with him, I actually worked with him first on Inception, and then we did The Dark Knight Rises, and I got to work with him again. So I'd say that that's always going to have a place, and the team on that was absolutely incredible. We travelled to some amazing locations. You know, we worked in Pittsburgh, we worked in New York, worked in LA.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always going to have a place in my heart for sure. Again, to be able to wear that Batman suit is definitely a standout for me. But again, I've done a lot of, you know, I've been working with Chris Hemsworth and with Marvel and the Thor character since 2012. So that's obviously something else that's going to be a standout one for me. And Thor's kind of, you know, it's kind of my baby, if you like. You know, he's working with Chris and working on that on a Marvel move for so long, and that character is the character that I've worked with Chris for so long. I think that's one that's definitely again is going to be a standout. So I'd say those two for sure.
Mm-hmm. I've seen the pictures of you as Thor, man. You look really like it. Like, there's like, you, if they didn't cast Chris Hemsworth, I think you'd probably be a good Thor. Like, you got the looks.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. That would be pretty amazing, but I think I don't think you can get a better Thor than Chris. He's I think he's the best Thor that anyone could ever wish for. He's amazing. He's such a great actor, and that he plays the character so well. And I mean, he portrays it in a way that I don't think anyone else could. So yeah, he does an amazing job, and it's just amazing to be able to work with someone that talented and that, you know, we get on so well. We're like family now, you know. It's actually nice to be able to work with your friends, you know.
That's amazing. And yeah, it is. That is 100% true. And that's a good recommendation to anybody who may be listening that's in the business. Make sure you work with your friends, you know. Work with your friends, maybe family. See how that goes. Just because you never... I heard stories about working a family.
Exactly.
It's just like you don't want to have something bad happen. You're like, what happened to you and your sister? We don't talk no more. Why? What happened? It was a very bad set day. It's work with your friends. I actually just worked with a couple friends of mine on a zombie film here in town. We just got done filming a short, low-budget thing for myself that I'm working on, but then doing a bunch of other stuff with a few different friends down the road. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to do because you get along so well. And kind of added on to that as well, you make friends. And it's really cool you got to make friends with Chris Hemsworth, not going to lie, because that's amazing work. And you make friends and you never know who they're going to be. Like, it's 100% true.
Yeah, I mean, it really is something, you know. As I said, I think we've worked together now for the last 6 years, and it's one of those things that you develop a relationship, you develop a trust, you know, you know how each other works, and like you said, it's great to be able to work on something and feel comfortable with someone and know how you work with each other, which, you know, sometimes can bring the best out of each other, you know. So I think it's great, and Chris keeps a very good team around him. You know, his two of his best friends work with him as well, and I think the same team has pretty much been together for the last 6 years now. So we're like a little family. It's great, and it's so enjoyable to go to work and have fun. And as I say, Chris is such a good laugh and such good fun to be around, and such great energy. It makes the job even better. So yeah, I feel very, very lucky.
Oh, it's amazing. That is great to hear. And I know, so this is probably like other people that are hearing this right now, they're like, yeah, I tried out for the part too. But no, that is really, really cool. And it's amazing to hear. So it's like all of a sudden, like, who's calling? Oh, this is Chris. Oh, who's Chris? Oh, Chris Hemsworth. That's okay. We're going out to lunch.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes people are like, what the hell? No, yeah.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, and it's a brilliant. I mean, I can hopefully... We still get to see you work with them in the future, too. And hopefully we still get to see you work in Marvel as well. I mean, you suited up even as Captain America, so who knows? I mean, who knows where you could take you with that as well.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I mean, like I said, Infinity War is just destroying the box office. It's amazing. I mean, you know, Marvel don't make bad movies. I mean, I think he's 18 now, and every single one of them has been an absolute blockbuster hit. So,
yeah.
You know, I think people are... I mean, I'm certainly excited for next year for the next installment.
So, were you in Infinity War? Like, did you work in it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
oh my god,
Infinity War.
I'm oblivious to that. I didn't think. I'm like, wait a minute, did he? Like, it just kind of went on me for a second. What can you tell us that you did on Infinity War? That's in theaters.
I was obviously Chris Hemsworth, Thor's stunt double. So, you know, there's lots of action in all the Avengers and all the Thor movies, so lots of action, and there's a hell of a lot of superheroes in this one, and I mean, I think the balance of it worked very well, and the Russos did such a good job directing the movie. It's I mean, everyone that's seen it has got nothing but amazing things to say for it. I loved it. Took my partner on Friday, she loved it as well, so it's great. It's such a, you know, there's such huge movies now, and to be part of it is, you got to pinch yourself sometimes, you know?
Yeah, and that's a huge thing to be able to say to, like, hey, what are you going to go see? We're going to go see a movie. Oh, which one? One I was part of. Just Avengers Infinity War. What? Like, what did you do? Were you extra? Oh, no. I did the stunt work for Chris Hemsworth, let me tell you that. I did the stunt work alone. That's got to be an amazing thing to be able to tell people.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, I mean, Chris does a hell of a lot himself anyway.
Oh, God, yeah.
He's such an athlete. He's such a, you know, he surfs a lot, and, you know, he's obviously, people can tell he's in great physical shape. So, you know, I do my bit and help out as much as I can and make sure that he's happy. And, But yeah, it's a proud moment, I guess, for sure. Especially, you know, you got, you know, godchildren and a little I've got a little stepdaughter, so you know, she's getting to the age now where she's kind of like, hold on, did you work on that? And yeah, that's quite a nice feeling.
Britain and London, when you work out of London and whatnot as well, you either, when you work in cinema there, you either end up on either Doctor Who or you end up on Harry Potter, and you ended up on Harry Potter spectrum.
I worked on the last two Harry Potters, yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, stunt team that I've worked with in the past. I worked on Prince of Persia, and the same stunt coordinator and team were doing Potter. You know, they'd done all the Potters, but I came into the industry when they had already, I think they'd already done five or six before I got into the industry. So yeah, I managed to work on the last two, which is also, you know, very, very cool to work on. They've got such a big following, and they're such big movies and big books. So it was great to be part of as well. And you know, there's a Harry Potter museum that they've got now. You know, it's Harry Potter is huge. So but yeah, Harry Potter's always fun.
Yeah, oh yeah, no matter what, it always is. And I was just kind of like curious, because it's like I saw the Harry Potter, like that seems to be kind of true. Do you run into that factor a little bit though too, of people either end up on Doctor Who or they end up on a Harry Potter film, like at least one or two or something like that in that region that you live in?
I'm not sure really. That's a bit of a weird one.
I just been told recently about this. That's why I had to ask. I'm like, this is Bobby, be the perfect person to ask.
I don't know. I mean, Harry Potter is obviously, you know, they're the biggest franchises in the world of movies, and Doctor Who's a TV show. I'm not sure. I can't think of anyone off the top of my head. I'm not sure. I mean, okay. Yeah, I think Harry Potter's. Again, I'm not too sure. I just know that Harry Potter's one of the biggest movies.
Yeah.
So I mean,
which you got, I mean, on the good one.
If you've gone from Doctor Who to Harry Potter, I think you're doing pretty well.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's 100%. You're doing very, very, very well. Very, very well. Well, man, in the line of stunt work here, what has been kind of your favorite piece of work to do that you've ever done in a film? What was kind of like the most fun thing you've ever done?
I think I've been very lucky to do a lot of, you know, great stunts over the time that I've been doing it. Work with great stunt teams and things like that. So it's all a collaboration. It's all part of a team, and you know, I couldn't do it, any of them, without the team. So I'd certainly say that Quantum of Solace, a lot of stunts for Daniel on that, jumping around, and a rooftop sequence chase that we did in Siena with a good friend of mine, Glenn Foster, and the rigging team and the stunt team that helped out on that. So I think my first stunt was at 2 a.m. in the morning in Panama, in the slums of Panama, and I jumped from one balcony to another with no safety cables, no safety below. So it was that's definitely a standout stunt for me. And on The Dark Knight Rises on Batman, I did my first ever 100-foot high fall as Bruce Wayne when Bane breaks Batman's back and throws him in the prison. So he tries to climb out the well and jumps once or twice, misses, and then he manages to jump, catch, and manages to get out of the well. So it was the fails that I did there. And on Game of Thrones, I did my first ever fire burn. So, you know, I've been pulled and jerked through panes of glass, dropped through glass. On The Huntsman, Winter's War, we did a big jump and tumble down a rooftop. So, you know, I get to do some pretty cool and fun stuff that not everyone gets to do. So, I've managed to do a few stunts and a few bangs and knocks around.
Yeah, it sounds it, but yeah, like you say, is it does take. It's from the sounds of it already, just from that. Yeah, it does sound like it takes an army to do it. And like, it's brilliant, and it's really, really good to hear that you have an amazing crew with you too to do it, and you get to do some amazing stuff. Like, not gonna lie, it's some really, really cool stuff that normal people would be like, why would you do that? And like, because it's fun, all right? Like, it's fun.
It's crazy fun, and you know, it's not every day that you get to do these type of things, or sitting in a helicopter flying around London and things like that. So it's great, yeah.
And Game of Thrones, I kind of want to just touch on that. What did you kind of do on Game of Thrones that you can tell the crowd, if it's older, that you can tell, because I know they are filming?
Well, I actually didn't work on the last one. I'm busy with Chris, pretty solid now for a while, so I did the three before that.
Ooh.
And I was the son of Harpy that got torched by one of Khaleesi's dragons, by one of her dragons when we were in Spain.
Oh, wow.
That was my fireburn I was talking about, my first ever fireburn. So, but yeah, we worked in Belfast, Spain on them, and, you know, your general hacking and slashing as, you know, as a stunt performer. And, I mean, it's great to work on those shows as well. It's the biggest TV show in the world. And a good friend of mine, the stunt coordinator, Rowley Earlham, is, a double back-to-back Emmy winner. Mm-hmm. for best contribution, and so that's nice to be a part of, and to know that you're a part of something that's an award-winning show. And as I said, Game of Thrones is one of the biggest TV shows out there, so I was always a big fan of it. Before I worked on it, it made me want to work on it even more when I watched it. It's been great, it's been good fun.
So when you get that phone call saying, oh, you we got you booked for Game of Thrones, all of a sudden you're like, okay, cool, hand up the phone, oh my god, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Get off the phone to the partner and say, yes, that show that we love to watch, I'm working on it, so it's going to be good.
It's amazing. What kind of, I don't want to take too much more of your time, man, but what kind of stunt would you say is one that you have not done yet, but you've ever thought about trying to attempt it or try to do it in a film? What would be one of those?
I guess as a stunt performer, there's so many skills that is good to have under your belt and learn. And you know, the industry is full of great stunt performers worldwide and specialists at what they do. A very good friend of mine was the Stig on Top Gear, Ben Collins. So he's an amazing driver, and driving is something that I don't know much about as a stunt performer, and that's something I'd like to be able to get better at. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm always on the phone to him saying, look, come and help me and teach me to do some stuff. But I guess driving stuff is something I'd like to be able to try a bit at. I've done very, very small bits and pieces as a stunt driver in crowds and whatever, but I guess that's one thing that I'd like to be able to train a bit more. It's just trying to find time. I'm lucky enough to be working all the time, which is great. I don't want to sound like I'm complaining there. That's great that I'm working a lot, and, you know, I work a lot with Chris, and everything's very, very busy. It's hard to balance and try and find the time to, you know, spend time with the family, relax, train, and then on top of that, train other skills. So it's not easy, but it's something that I'd like to be able to do a little bit more of if I could, would be the driving. Mm-hmm.
Well, I can already think of one show where you could already, if you can't get the driving in, I mean, you got Grand Tour going on right now on Amazon. And they operate out of London, so there you go. That's already one show already set, ready to prime. Like, if you get it,
well, there you go. Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know, like, in that line of work. Well, man, thank you for coming on. It's been an absolute pleasure. I don't want to take too much of your time because you said you're on your way to work. But before I let you go, plug away, good man. Is there anybody you want to give shout-outs to, where people can find you, anything you want to give a shout-out about, upcoming projects and whatnot that's coming out for people to check out?
As I said, get down to the cinema and see Infinity War if you haven't already. I'm sure most people have. I mean, it's obviously still in theaters, so we'll probably go again as my family want to. You know, mum, sister, they're very proud as well. They want to see it as well. So, but get down and watch that. Yeah, I mean, if anyone wants to see any cool videos or any cool posts, I'm on Instagram as well, Bobby Dazzler 84, if anyone wants to check out any of my rehearsals and stunt footage. So no, thanks for having me, and as I said, if you've not seen it, you need to get down and watch Infinity War.
Oh yes, how many times have you seen it?
Twice. We watched it at the premiere in London, in LA, the world premiere with the guys, and then I took my partner the other night as well, but my sister and my mum, they've not seen it, they want to see it, my cousins and whatever, so nice. Maybe we'll go again, or I'll just get them to go down, but we'll probably all go together. It's a nice little evening out.
Very nice, that's really cool. I mean, I think most of the people who have been in it too have probably seen it a billion, so it's nice to hear that you two have also seen it, like, a couple different times, and it's just cool to be like, you know, I worked in this, and this masterpiece that's going on right now, and be able to, like, see all that hard work. That's got to be one brilliant thing, though, to see, is all that hard work on the screen or on television and see it become that beautiful masterpiece.
Well, listen, when it's on camera and it's filmed, it's on, you know, that's on forever. That's something you can look back to in the future with your children and your grandchildren and be, it's nice to try and build up a body of work that you're very proud of, and I'm glad that I'm very lucky enough to work in the film industry. It's been great.
And you do amazing stunt work, man. I'm not going to lie, Bobby.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that very much.
Of course, of course. And if you ever want to come on again, Film World's always open to you, Bobby. And if you ever want to come on to talk about any upcoming projects as well to help promote, if you ever want to tell people, well, before, one last thing, though. If anybody wants to become a stunt artist, because they have asked me to ask you this question, fans have, if people want to get into your line of work, what would you recommend to them?
Just make sure that you're 100% committed to this is what you want to do, because it's it can be painful at times. But it's also, you know, if you've got a set skill, and normally I was a gymnast. There's trampolinists I know that do it. There's tumblers I know that now do it. Martial artists. There's generally a skill that in that line that someone has done and they want to develop and they want to then get into the film industry. That's always a good base. But listen, if anyone does want to, the UK British Stunt Register is under Equity, so you can go online and check out all the criteria and what you need to do and the training that's involved. And if it's something you're passionate about and you love movies, then go for it. Just be careful and make sure you're as safe as you possibly can be, and lots of hard work and training.
Very nice. Very nice. And then you hear it, folks, straight from the mouth of someone who has had a major career and still is going. And still going, Bobby. Thank you for coming on, man. And
no, thanks for having me, guys. Thank you very much. It's been fun. It's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I can't wait to see what you do next. I'm not going to lie. I don't know what to expect.
Oh, there's lots of exciting things that are happening. And, watch this space. There's a lot of things happening that are going to be...
I like it.
I'm pretty excited about it, so
I like it. All right, I will let you go, Bobby, so you can get going to work, as I know you're on the way.
Buddy. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, good man. Have a good one.
Cheers, buddy. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bobby Hollenhatton, everybody, and he's on his way just to work right now, so we didn't want to take too much of his time. Thank you, though, Bobby, for coming on and talking about the stunt world and giving us a whole bunch of inside looks at many different productions and everything like that. And it was an absolute blast having you on. You're welcome back anytime. So, and of course, people, make sure you go follow Bobby on the social media accounts that he gave you as well. And be sure to check out FanCorp and follow Film World and everything else at RealFanCorp on Twitter and Instagram. FanCorp Network on Facebook, and also the FanCorp Network on the YouTube channel. Make sure you guys like and subscribe on there as well to the podcast and on the YouTube channel. Stay tuned for some very special stuff coming from the film world. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and stay classy, Hollywood.